Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode, episode deuce of the 46 podcast. I'm your host, as always, Jordan Hunter, and we have a very good show today for you. We won't have a guest today. On episode 3 and 4, I plan to have a few interviews of a few people that inspire me and I think might inspire you. So I want to get right to it right now today. Obviously, if you're listening to this, you're not aware, but today I'm recording this on 9/11/2018. So later on in the podcast, I want to speak a little bit about 9/11 and some of the heroes and some of the victims and some of the inspirational stories from that day. And today's podcast will have the same theme that will come back to serving a higher purpose and inspiring others and what you're able to do and how you're able to do things. When you lead with love and you lead with courage as opposed to leading with hate and leading with fear. So one of the first things I want to talk about today would be, what is 46? I shot a commercial over the weekend for a few events that I'm sponsoring this fall. And that was the basis for the commercial. You know, people hear the name 46, they see the way it's spelled, it kind of throws them off. So I always get asked, what is 46? And they see the rose and that people always want to know, where did the name 46 come from and what does the rose stand for? And then obviously they want to know what do you do and how do you do it? So 46. To sum it up pretty much, 46 is in reference to my mom. She passed away when she was 45, 46 days away from her 46th birthday. So a conversation we had in June of 2001, a few months before she passed. You know, when she realized that, you know, her cancer was most likely terminal and she only had a few months left to live. We had a lot of conversations about life. And as a 14-year-old at the time, it was really kind of hard to put into words, you know, and put into the thought that, you know, you're going to lose your mother. But she prepared me for a lot of, you know, what was to come and how to handle those emotions and how to press forward. So the conversation that we had was, what you wanted me to do is live every day like the birthday that she knew that she would never see. So live every day as though you're living her 46th birthday for her. So that's where, you know me personally, you know that a lot of the things that I used to have on social media are based around Yanruku. And Yanruku is actually 46 in Japanese. So this has been a continuing theme throughout my life for the past decade plus, is about 46. And always coming back to that and what it stands for and what the foundation of that is, which is to live your fullest life and live happy and healthy and live in service of others and live for a higher purpose every day. And I haven't always lived up to that. I can admit that. I had some years where, you know, I just kind of lost my path, but I've always gotten back to that. And that has always kept me centered as far as being a person. And when I'm going through hard times and when I've had hard times in life, other deaths in the family or financial struggles or personal struggles or times where I didn't realize or didn't know who I was or who I was becoming, I always went back to live the life that your mother had asked you to live, which was live every day as a celebration. Celebration for her, live in service of others, and look after your family. So that's what 46, that's where the name comes from. And the mission is to inspire and engage. If at the end of the day, 20 years from now, if this company is successful and this mission is successful, if I can say that I've changed five people's lives, then this is a success. It doesn't matter about money at the end of the day or a claim or what people perceive the company to be or what they perceive in me. If I can look and say that I've made an impact on five people I didn't know when I started this, it's all worth it. Will all be worth it if I say that I can I changed five people's lives, and those five people were able to change lives, and their outcome was able to change, and it just grows. It's kind of just ever growing, you know. It's like pay it forward, pass it along, so I can inspire people to do better and live the life that they're meant to live, that they deserve to live. Or I can engage people in new ways and help them see that they can be so much more than they currently are. Be that through charity or time or coaching, mentoring, letting people know that every day is special and they're special. I think that is more important than anything else. Changing five lives forever is more important than billions of dollars. Because at the end of the day, to me, what life is about is helping the people around you grow, helping the people around you be better people. And in turn, they help you be a better person. They help you grow. They inspire you. If you put out an inspiration and motivation and good vibes, that comes back to you tenfold. That's what it's all about. And, you know, look around in the world and we see so many people and so many instances where people are leading with hate and fear. And so much of our national dialogue and our politics, not just nationally, but globally, is so much based around hate. If 46 can inspire and engage people to stop leading with hate, stop leading with fear, to understand that we are all at our core humans, that we're all at our core the same kind of beings, that we're all looking to do the same things, provide for our families, have good times, have great experiences, try great foods and travel. We all realize that we're all, at the end of the day, the same beings, that we have special and unique traits and qualities that make us individuals and make us unique. But at our core, we all just want to be loved and want to love. And obviously there are certain people, you know, who lose track of that. And that goes into so many different evil and nasty ways. But if we can inspire a new generation of people to think differently, to understand that, that so much of the world's history has been dictated by fear and hate, as opposed to love and inspiring, we can switch that around. Even 10%, the impact that can make on the future. So what 46 is, when it says engage, inspire, and live, we want to engage you to think differently. We want to inspire you to live differently. And if you live differently, you can pass those things on to other people. That energy, that love, and all of those good things that come when you're living the life that you're meant to live and living the life that you're destined to live, it's infectious. It just kind of just like die in a bowl of water. It just spreads, and then the whole thing is red after a few minutes. It just spreads so quickly when you're leading with love as opposed to leading with hate. So a little bit of a rant there, but at the end of the day, 46 is about you. It's about me. It's about you. It's about people. About fostering a culture where we work hard, we play hard, and we influence people to do the same. The people don't settle anymore. They don't settle for the job that they hate. They don't settle for having less than inspirational and positive people in their lives. And they don't think that they're destined for failure. They lead with the positivity. It all derives from me personally with my mom, from her asking me to just lead every day with a celebration of her, celebration of life. So I just want to pass that on to all you guys. It's the point of these podcasts, the point of everything that we're going to aim to do in the future. You know, a lot of what we do and what we're aiming to do in the business, obviously, is based around sales and branding, but that's just kind of a stepping stone to what our ultimate goal is and where we're going to end. So what is 46? It's inspiration and engagement and love company. That's what it's about. And a quick story about my mom, Michelle Jocelyn Dennis, famously known as Mickey. Miss Mickey to a lot of people out there. She was a cafeteria lady at Fugit Middle School for years upon years, and a lot of my friends and people that I come across in life later on remember her with great joy, and that's always made me happy that mom made an impact on people every day, especially in their formative childhood years. You know, the love that I've seen, you know, from people that I didn't even know, and they found out that was my mom. It's just always been something I love to see. So I guess I won't tell like a one story. I'll just tell something. But every year my mom made sure that I had all the Jordans. That meant working extra hours. That meant, you know, saving for months. On the first day of school, I had a pair of Jordans. And when the new ones came out in October, November, I had the freshest pair. And, you know, we were poor, you know. But she always said to me that being a black kid in America and a black man in America, one of the most important things about you is how you present yourself to the world, because people will make a lot of preconceived notions about you just off the color of your skin. So you always want to look your best. You always want to have a smile to break down those barriers, and not just from other races, but people within your race sometimes will make those preconceived notions about who you are and what you are and what you're about based off of your appearance. So it's always best to put your best foot forward, to be the sharpest dresser in the room, to talk to people that you don't know when you walk into a room, to have a firm handshake, you know, and a good joke. So I've always tried to do all of those things. So the Jordan thing was always about, you know, you might sometimes, you know, you're going to a rich school district, you might be the poorest kid in class. But when people see you, they won't know that. They won't treat you that way. They'll treat you as though just one of them. Because their perception of you is that you are. Because at the end of the day, we all are just humans in this world. And sometimes we need to do things to break down barriers and break down people's perception of who we are based off of skin color and gender, sexual orientation, nationality, all those kind of things that at the end of the day shouldn't matter. They're good for culture, you know, it's good to be culturally different and unique, obviously the person, but we shouldn't have expectations negative on people based on things like that, because it's all about the person at the end of the day. A Christian person and a Muslim person at the end of the day are no more likely to be good or evil. It's about the person and the things that they've experienced. And that comes back to, once again, what we're trying to do is trying to give people new experiences, give people new ways of thinking and new thoughts. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about my mom. I got 13 minutes in. We're still talking about her. I could talk about her every one of these podcasts for the rest of the world and end of the world, but I'll leave you with this. If you are still lucky enough to have your mother and your father in your life, be it you're 6 years old, 13, 27, 57, even 87, make sure that they know how you feel about them. Even if you guys have had a lot of differences, it doesn't matter. A parent is a special and unique thing, obviously, and we should treat it as such. If someone was a horrible parent or not a great parent at one point, but they're trying to make amends for that, accept that effort. Accept that effort and let them know, you know, that at the end of the day, they're your parent and you love them. You might have differences, but they're important to you and you value their time, you value their love. So that's what I'm going to leave you off with, moms. And one day soon here, talk about my dad, and the next week we will. His birthday is actually the 12th, so it's tomorrow. And I'll talk a little bit about him and next week and about the different, you know, relationship that we had and some of the things that he taught me in life and where a lot of things in my internally come from him. So want to do something here. So watching this excellent documentary about Mr. Rogers this weekend, and I suggest that you all check it out. It was inspiring, just, you know, and one of the themes of the documentary over and over again is that people perceived him because he was so great with children. He was so nice. A lot of people perceived him that he was a homosexual. He was not. And that shouldn't have made a difference anyway, but he was not. He was married with children. But that one dominant theme is that we don't make people like that anymore. He was unique even for the time. But now people that nice or seemingly that nice are looked at with squinted eyes and aren't perceived to be authentic. And he was truly authentic. He changed the childhood for millions of children. And he just did it his own way. He's like the most unlikely vessel for what he ended up doing. A minister from Pittsburgh with puppets and cheap sets was on air for more than 30 years and changed the way that childhood programming is done and made an indelible mark on television and especially PBS. But one of the cool things that he did, and I want everyone listening to this to do right now, is that he would ask people to take 30 to 60 seconds of silence and think about someone who inspired them, someone who changed their lives. So what we're going to do now, we're going to take 30 to 60 seconds, and I want you all to think about one person who changed your life and what that person means to you today. This can be someone who was still alive, someone who's passed, anyone. So we're going to start now. Okay, so obviously, got to work on that whole notification for the email, but that will end the moment of silence there. So I hope that you guys are able to think of someone who changed your life and what they meant to you. And whoever that person is, if it's someone who's still alive, please text them today. Please call them. Text them, call them. Do something. Facebook message them. And if it's someone who's not here, just verbalize it out loud. Say, I love you. I thought about my Uncle Tony. He passed away the day after my mom did in 2001, in August. And he was the one person that summer, you know, as a young kid who was struggling to figure out all these emotions. He took me under his wing, which he had already done for most of my life. But he took me under his wing, and the only person I felt as though that understood what I was going through, who didn't have their own feelings that were influencing what they were saying to me. He just took me for what I was. And, you know, just think about how great of a person he was, how funny he was, how tough he was, and how smart he was. And I just thank him for being that person, not just that summer, but that person throughout my life. So I hope that whoever you thought about just then, you're able to text them, or you're able to do what I just did, verbalize how you feel about those people. It's really important. People who inspire you, people who have made impacts in your life, and the people who molded you to the person that you are today. So I'm going to wrap up here today talking a little bit about 9/11. And those things, it's hard, to even think that, it's possible that it happened. But when you realize that it did happen, And so when you realize that it did happen, there's so many reasons why it happened. Obviously, things that we won't get into right now. We're all well aware who ordered and planned and executed the attack and what that ideology is. But I kind of just want to talk about some of the heroes, some of the victims, and the ultimate sacrifice so many made that day, and some of the inspiring stories that came out of that, and the unity as a country that flowed from that. Not just from the country, but from the world. You know, with so much outpouring of support from allies and adversaries alike. Because at the end of the day, as I said earlier, at our core, we're all just humans. Just beings in this world, trying to do the best, each individual one of us. And what that day showed more than anything is that hate can never beat love and happiness. And fear is not a worthy opponent. No love and unity. So when you think about that day, remember the victims, honor the heroes, remember those emotions, but also remember the inspiration and the unity that came out of that. If we as a world one day aim to eradicate evil and hate and fear and divisiveness in our politics and our daily interactions, be it the visceral and sickening exchanges that you see on Twitter or Facebook sometimes, and we can change those exchanges to one of people with disagreements and different points of view, but leading with understanding and trying to make a connection, because we're all never going to agree on everything that would make us not human. But we don't have to leave with so much hate and have so much division in our world. Because at the end of the day, I'll say this again, we are all just beings in the world trying to live. Christian, Jewish, Muslim, atheist, agnostic, Buddhist, Hindu, any religion or non-religion, any variation of tribes or cultures, we're all just trying to live in our best life. No, I can't say. We're all just trying to live. Take a moment to think about how sometimes you're not the kind of person that you should be or you want to be. Now, sometimes you get on social media and you lead with hate or fear, and you practice in bullying and so many other things that you're better than. And just know that if you're listening to this podcast, if you're aware of what 46 is, you come encounter with me, or you come across me, or anyone who works with me, that we're out to change that. We're out to change the way that we engage each other so we can be a more peaceful people, so we can work harder, play harder, and love more. So on 9/11, I ask you all to remember the victims, honor the heroes, tell someone that you love them, be honest, pour your favorite drink if you drink alcohol, have a nice drink with dinner tonight, and then tomorrow, think about how you can be better than you were today. So I'll leave you with one more thing. I'm going to leave you with a quote. 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do than the ones that you did do. Mark Twain. So live the life that you're meant to. Be the person that you're meant to. And put positive energy out into the world. And until the next podcast, one where you will not hear from me as much, you will hear from other people. Thank you. Safe travels. I love y'all.